He ascended into heaven. If you could conduct a street corner poll in a typical town or city and ask the question, how did the life and ministry of Jesus Christ conclude? What sort of answers do you think you would get? Well, I suppose if you actually did that, you would get a lot of confused stares. But past that, what sort of answers would you get from people who were believers or churchgoers? Now, I think that many might respond, he died. He was killed. Others might say, he rose from the dead. But those, you know, are not really quite accurate. The Bible's account of the conclusion of Jesus' life and ministry is that he ascended into heaven. Now, how a story ends is always important. If you're reading a book that has some sort of plot to it, you may find yourself really wanting to make your way to the end so you can find out how it turns out. Well, conclusions are important when we look at people's lives. And so we have to ask the question, why is this final part of the story of Jesus' life so significant for us? What's the difference? What change does it make? Well, you see, if you end the story with some sort of incomplete ending, for instance, well, Jesus was killed, put to death, or even that he rose from the dead, it leaves the impression that Jesus is just gone. And sort of vanished, that his ministry is over. Whereas that's not the story that the scriptures give to us. Now, it's true that, with one exception noted in the instance of the Apostle Paul, Christ's resurrection appearances ceased at the ascension. But the biblical account, you see, is not that Jesus is just gone, but that his ministry was accomplished, and he has now ascended to his Father's presence. And of course, there's more. For it is there that the Lord continues to intercede for his people. In accordance with our Lord's instructions and invitation, we offer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. And we do that because he is present with the Father. And we come as his people, acknowledging our relationship with him. And he represents us, claims us as his own in his Father's presence. That's drastically different than just surmising that somehow our Lord's ministry is over and done with. Because it continues right now in the Father's presence. And in so many ways, that continuation of Christ's ministry in the Father's presence is personal to us. In fact, in many ways, it's, in a sense, more personal to us than to the events that took place while he was here in the flesh. When we offer our prayers, we know, first of all, that we approach a loving Heavenly Father. But we also know that we do so in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who by grace claims and acknowledges us as his own people. And we are so blessed. Now, today we're going to share once again in the fellowship of the Lord's table. And that scene in the gospel account is a very personal and intimate one in a way, because there is that gathering of Jesus with the disciples. They're marking Passover together. They're celebrating God's grace. And the disciples have yet to understand just exactly what is to happen next. It's that personal scene of their gathering together in fellowship, but with a certain cloud hanging over them as well, because Jesus has been telling them of complex things they can't really understand that are soon to happen. And there they are, gathered with their Lord at this table, marking Passover. And Jesus personalizes the experience for them because he identifies the elements of the bread and the wine with himself. For he is, as they would surely remember, and as John the Baptist had so clearly proclaimed, he is the Lamb of God. And when we come together on occasions like this to celebrate at the Lord's table, yes, we come remembering that past event, but we come with something more. We come, you see, anticipating our reunion at the feast in heaven, where our Lord ascended and sits at the Father's right hand, representing his people. This table that we will celebrate at today is not just a looking back at the past of events that happened with Jesus and his disciples. It's God's gift to us of anticipation that the Lord awaits his reunion with his people in his Heavenly Father's presence. And he has ascended to heaven, to the presence of the Father, to make all things ready. And in the interval, to intercede for us. So, as you share in the fellowship of the table today, bring that thought with you also, that we are not attempting just to recover the past, but we anticipate our future experiences of God's grace, even beyond this mortal earth. This is good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.